The world's richest man has a horrible reputation for cutting corners on safety when it comes to the environment, wildlife, and human beings other than himself. Elon Musk always prioritizes his own profits above other considerations. He overruled his own engineers' recommendations in 2021 when he stopped installing radar sensors on his autonomous and driver-assisted Teslas. Those Teslas lacking radar have crashed into emergency vehicles, their camera sensors not working well in the dark, even in the face of flashing lights. Yet rather than investing in making the vehicle safer, Musk is working to get rid of the requirement for auto companies to report crash data. Not even considering the enormous carbon footprint of every space launch, Musk's Starlink satellites dominate the space junk incinerated in the Earth's atmosphere. They're made mostly of aluminum, and an average of about one re-enters every day, hurtling at orbital speeds through the atmosphere, releasing aluminum oxide as it burns up. That aluminum ash accumulating at high altitudes worries scientists because of its potential to damage Earth's protective ozone layer. And SpaceX rocket explosions have rained dangerous debris to Earth, mostly on the ocean, but also on land. Just a few weeks ago in January, an explosion scattered debris over the Gulf of Mexico and caused airlines to reroute. But Musk displayed a video of the explosion on social media saying, quote, "Success is uncertain, but entertainment is guaranteed." Even blasting off successfully, every SpaceX launch discharges tens of thousands of gallons of what regulators classify as industrial wastewater into the surrounding environment, including vulnerable wetlands. Both the Environmental Protection Agency and the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality have determined that SpaceX has been violating the Clean Water Act and levied fines totaling more than $150,000 against the company this past September. That may be chump change for the richest man on the planet, but Musk's response is simply to do his best to dismantle those environmental regulations. Musk famously wants to bring humans to Mars, believing we're headed for environmental disasters and ultimate extinction here on Earth, even as he and his billionaire cohorts are making those disasters so much more likely. He couches his concerns in faux environmental terms. He said, quote, "We are life stewards, life's guardians. The creatures that we love, they can't build spaceships, but we can, and we can bring them with us," end quote. That's complete and utter, well, you know, it took billions of years for the life forms we see here on Earth to evolve to survive on this planet, and there is no way even a handful of animal species could survive on Mars. The man who famously said at a town hall meeting, "If Starship did hit a whale, honestly, it's like the whale had it coming," is the one doing his best, with full approval of the current administration, to dismantle environmental regulations and shut down the parts of the government investigating him, despite the fact that his companies have over $8 billion in government contracts. The isolated Johnston Atoll on the Pacific Ocean has been under the control of the U.S. military since 1934, with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service monitoring effects on wildlife. The atoll has been used as a naval refueling depot, airbase, testing site for nuclear and biological weapons, secret missile base, and site for the storage and disposal of chemical weapons and Agent Orange. Those activities left the area environmentally contaminated and hurt nesting bird populations. The U.S. Air Force completed remediating the contamination in 2004. Since that cleanup, populations of nesting seabirds, especially the ethereally beautiful red-tailed tropic bird, have soared again. Now Musk is planning on both launching and landing his experimental rockets on the Johnston Atoll, essential breeding habitat for at least 1.5 million seabirds of 15 species. Seabirds have incredible homing instincts for the spot where they were hatched, and once they nest on an island, they home straight there year after year. Many may not even be aware of other islands to learn about alternatives. Few Americans are aware of the existence of the Johnston Atoll National Wildlife Refuge, and Musk's planned landing zones lie within waters used by the local fishing industry, overlap with humpback whale migration routes, and encompass areas of cultural significance. The land is U.S. territory but not part of Hawaii, so the only oversight at all would be by the Air Force and the very federal agencies that Musk appears to be taking control of at this very minute. After launch, the upper stage of Starship is designed to crash into designated landing zones in the ocean, where it is intentionally exploded on impact to minimize retrieval risks and costs, even as it maximizes environmental damage. Although the possibilities for significant damage in such an important and sensitive area are enormous, the FAA did not require an environmental impact statement. It's illegal to disturb any of the vegetation on Johnston Atoll because during the breeding season, virtually every shrub holds a red-tailed tropic bird nest. But Elon Musk apparently figures as long as he's running the government, none of the controls that have protected that atoll for over two decades should affect anything he wants to do. If he does start using the atoll for launches and landings, obviously there will be plenty of employees and contractors descending on that vulnerable and fragile area, bringing possibilities of disease and invasive species to a rodent-free, unique habitat that we Americans are responsible for. And whenever there are explosions and crashes and toxic debris raining down, he'll dismiss it as entertainment. If he doesn't care about humpback whales, he certainly won't lose any sleep over birds he's never heard of. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.